Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. Gorgeous day out there. This is Margaret Rome doing what I love to do, which is talking about real estate. If you'd like to talk to us live right now, give us a call, 410-922-6680. Have a few things to talk to you about. Been a good, wonderful, busy, wonderfully busy week. And I wanted to tell you that I have a rare opportunity. It's not often that three separate co-op units become available in the same full-service building. I mean, after all, it is the only co-op that we have in Baltimore County. I have three of them right now for sale. Let me tell you about them. Two of them are spacious, three bedrooms. They are both corner units. They have flexible layouts. They are basically two bedrooms in a den, very easy to make it back into a third bedroom. They are open. One's an estate sale. It's being sold as is. Even with the optional furniture included, this could be a great buy for someone that you could come in, you could make your own changes. If you like the furniture, use it, use some of it, not use any of it. As I said, a really, really good buy. The other one is a beautiful move-in condition, three-bedroom or two-bedroom and den, featuring gleaming hardwood floors, a granite kitchen, two huge pantries, a steam shower in one bathroom, a walk-in tub in the other. Both units include washers and dryers. They offer space, convenience, luxury, and a design that many buyers are seeking today. So if you are thinking about moving to a co-op with all the amenities of a co-op, you have your choice. You have one that you could move in right away. You have one that you could purchase and fix the way you wanted. The third one, very different, is a charming studio apartment featuring one bedroom, one bathroom. Well, it's not even a bedroom, it's a studio. It's one very large room with parquet floors. Perfect for someone who just doesn't want to be in their home anymore, doesn't want to be a burden on anybody. They have their own place right in a very secure building. If you're thinking about moving, if you're thinking about 11 Slade as a co-op, give me a call. The residents there enjoy comfort and convenience. They have four elevators. I know that's a big deal because I've heard of places that have had condos with only one elevator and that elevator not working and people having to move out. This one has updated elevators and there are four of them. So whether you want a multi-bedroom home or charming studio, you can be a part of this building known for its care and its style. All three of them enjoy the benefits of life at 11 Slade. Again, the elevator building, attentive services, and a welcome community. So much is included in this luxury high-rise. Listen to what the monthly co-op fees include. Water, heat, air conditioning, security, 24 hours at the front desk, valet parking, an exercise room, a separate room if you wanted to bring an extra refrigerator or freezer there. There is hot and cold, what I call hot and cold running conveniences, decorated and mid-century modern and beautiful outdoor spaces. There are two lobbies for relaxing. One has a lovely fireplace in it, leads out to a big patio. It's actually perfect. Even if you have company, there are guest rooms there right in the building so that if you have somebody visiting you, you've got that convenience without them having to be in your place. So whether you choose a multi-bedroom home that's move-in ready, one that needs some work, or a charming studio, you could be a part of the building known for its care and its style. And now I think is the moment to explore which of these special opportunities at 11 Slade would be perfect fit for you. Any questions about any of the units at 11 Slade, give me a call. Again, if you are working with a real estate agent, have them call me or I can get in touch with them. I should be having the photography done tomorrow, so we should be having the photos and should be up on the MLS this week. Again, any interest in this, any questions about this, you can call me after the show or text me 410-530-2400. Really unusual to have three in the same building, and I'm excited to be able to have a choice for buyers. Wanted to tell you about, well, let's talk while we're talking about condos and co-ops. Condo prices over the years have been like a roller coaster. They might be a really good buy right now. Condos have gone up. They've gone down. I remember a time when there were a lot of condos on the markets and they were difficult to sell. After a few years, when homes started selling at record high prices, there was a waiting list. Buyers who wanted to get into a condominium lifestyle, the units would not even hit the market, and there were multiple bids. Death notices were closely monitored for specific building. Over the past years, condo sales have sometimes been slow, sometimes been very fast. Banks sometimes would not approve mortgages for reasons such as high monthly fees or assessment, and long-term residents passed away or needed to leave for assisted living. Their heirs cannot hold on to these units. They don't want to hold on to these units. They're not going to move in, and they find that the monthly fee is too high. And many of these condos, when that happens, there is a good chance of someone making a great buy on these properties. The good thing is investors cannot buy in this building. They can't be rented, which is also good. And when these people who own the condos and the co-ops have to pay the monthly fees and they're not living there, it gets to be a burden. So when prices drop, the units would sit because some people thought at the ridiculously low prices, there must be something wrong. It looks like now the condos have come back. There seems to be a waiting list. I got a call yesterday from somebody who wants a three-bedroom condo or co-op. I will be talking to that person during the week. Maybe one of the properties that I have is one that will work for her. And I wanted just to warn you that you don't want to wait too long, because I don't want you to be able to say, I should have, I could have, but I didn't move fast enough. And again, if you're thinking about buying a condo or co-op in Baltimore, give me a call. There are buildings I feel that have personalities. When you walk into a condo, into a co-op, you know whether it's the right place for you. Hard to explain, but I've had people that have gone around the town to 4, 5, 6 different condos, and they will come in and they'll say, I wasn't comfortable in one, but this one makes me feel at home. So trust me, if you're looking for a condo, make sure you visit numerous ones of them to make sure that fit is good for you. I have a wonderful, wonderful home that I sold to some of my favorite buyers and sellers over the years. Now, don't get upset with me if you're one of my buyers or sellers. I usually say that the home that I'm working on is my favorite one. This one has been very special. I sold it to them 14 years ago. It's just gone onto contract. We're selling it. And we'll be going to settlement in just a couple of weeks. But I want to tell you how special this home was. Every window in the house has been replaced. It's been enlarged. It's been framed. And the windows come with invisible screens, a special coating that reduces the need for cleaning. I couldn't believe that. I was there in a rainstorm, rain pouring down. The windows were wet. As soon as it was over, the windows were completely clear again. These windows are also designed to provide privacy from the outside, but they still allow plenty of visibility within. In fact, you can be outside of this house. It's almost like a mirror reflection. You cannot see inside, but you can see outside from the inside. I just love that the home has so many special features like that. They also put a new siding and a magnificent retractable awning, which created an outdoor living space, like an outdoor living room. They have no maintenance wraparound decks with dining areas in several places. The landscaping has been transformed over these past 14 years. What once was an overgrown wooded lot, probably with about 500 trees, have been removed. And this is now beautifully landscaped with beautiful shrubbery, all mature, all very, very professionally done. And the special thing about that is that it is deer-proof. Yep, it is deer-proof. I'm going to tell you more about that deer-proof when we come back from our break. You're listening to Margaret Rome. Call in number 410-922-6680.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMEROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to All About Real Estate. I've been talking about this very wonderful home that I've been lucky enough to become friends and enjoy watching this home over the past 14 years when I sold it to them, watch them transform this home into an absolute immaculate beauty, and going to be saying goodbye to them in just a few weeks because we have it under contract. But I started to tell you about the shrubbery around the house that is so nice. And it is deer-proof because they do have a lot of deer. And there's a touching story I would like to share with you that happened 14 years ago. The owner saw some rippling in their swimming pool, went out, and they found a baby fawn, a deer, at the bottom of the pool. They were able to rescue the deer. They were able to clean it up, brought it up, washed it, cleaned it. But then they went and they read about it, and it says that if a human touches a baby, that the mother will not come back. They were quite concerned about that. What do they do? They took this little baby fawn and covered her with dirt to get the human scent off of her. And just want to tell you that within 3 days, the mama came back, took care of the baby, and that baby from 14 years ago still comes back to the property with her family. Their name is Apples, and they feed her apples. There's always a load of bag of apples around the house when Apples comes to visit. It's just another delightful story in real estate. The property is completely fenced in, but what they did is they opened up a section so when the deers jumped over the fence, they didn't get stuck. They could get back out again. Again, this house has a lot of history in it. It's delightful. It's got beautiful sculptures and statues in the yard. It's got a heated swimming pool with a jacuzzi, plenty of space for the a playground or tennis court or whatever, because this is a home that the swimming pool is on one side of the yard, and it's a double yard. The swimming pool is on one side. That leaves the entire yard for any of the things that you might want to do with it, putting green, etc. It is a mid-century modern marvel. It's impeccably furnished with items the sellers have collected over the past three decades. The kitchen, perfect. It has won design awards. It was featured in a magazine. And as I said, we're going to settlement, so you've missed out on this one. We had an inspection on this home, and that inspection identified two minor details. One, I'm not sure if it didn't happen at the inspection itself when they were checking the kitchen faucet, turned it off. There was a drip. Okay, not a big deal. But that same day, the seller came home, checked the faucet, ordered a new part, and by the next day had that replaced. This is how meticulous this home was taken care of. The only other thing that I know of that they found was that it had an elevated radon level. Again, instead of waiting for the new buyer to ask for anything, they have already contracted Hartford Radon. The work is scheduled to be done, already paid for. I'm just telling you what is so special about a special homeowner, seller, who has taken care of their home with total perfection. And selling them this home 14 years ago, representing them on the sale of this house and their previous house, has been one of my favorite transactions. I'm so proud of the outstanding work that they've done on the house, from the outdoor water fountains, as I mentioned, the retractable awning that creates an outdoor living space. And I want to congratulate the sellers on their new home and express my pride in having been the listing agent to an absolute, as close to perfection home as you can get in the Stevenson neighborhood of Baltimore. The meticulous care of this house is evident, as the sellers have retained, you won't believe it, every single receipt of all the work that they did over these past 14 years. Home, again, immaculate condition, everything documented, from the microwave to the retractable awning to the convection cooktop. They bought this home when 14 years ago, when it looked nothing like it does now. It's just such a pleasure when somebody takes a home, keeps it up so beautifully, and I want to congratulate the new owners. They are getting a terrific, terrific home. And again, congratulate the sellers with their move, and how proud, again, I am for representing them. Again, this just goes to show that I'm telling you this not because I'm trying to make a sale. This one's already sold. I'm just sharing with you how much fun real estate is for me, how much, how involved I get with my buyers and sellers, and that it's not just about sticks and bricks. And that's something I just needed to share with you all. Any questions about that, please give me a call. While we're at it, let's talk about a myth. I've heard agents say the house looks like it's in great condition. We can skip the home inspection. Why pay for a home inspection? It's a waste of money. You could use that money for something in the house. Uncle Joe and Brother Bill have already been over with their flashlights and checked it out. Well, skipping the inspection is a costly myth that every buyer should know. Your friend or relative with a flashlight may not be the best approach. Over the years, I've heard plenty of stories from buyers, of course not my clients, who thought skipping a home inspection was a clever shortcut. Some said, oh, my friend is handy. They'll take a look. Others thought, I'll save a few $100, put it toward moving cost. Really sounds reasonable at first, but the truth is that skipping a professional inspection can prove to be one of the most expensive mistakes a buyer can make. A friend might notice that leaky faucet that we talked about. They may notice that stuck door. But it takes a licensed home inspector who's trained to go through all the features of the home, including the roof and the foundation and the plumbing and the electric and the HVAC systems. There are hidden problems. Maybe they are in the attic, in the crawl space, looking for old termite damage. Maybe there's faulty wiring in the attic that you couldn't possibly see. Maybe there's a cracked sewer line that can often go unnoticed, even by the most observant amateur. There aren't minor, what I'm saying is these aren't minor repairs. They can turn into major, major financial headaches. When buyers skip inspections, thinking they're saving money, in reality, it can cost them tens of thousands in unexpected repairs. I've heard stories of buyers who have waived an inspection just to secure the house, only to discover the HVAC, heating and air conditioning system, was failed in a couple of months. That could cost thousands of dollars. Another I remember purchased an older home that looked perfect from the outside, only to find that termites had destroyed the key support beams, leading to repair bills of above $25,000. They were not the kinds of situations that could be found by an amateur. This is somebody, as I said, they had to go into the crawl space and into the attic, special lighting, so that upfront inspection fee suddenly becomes, that's a real bargain. Again, a house that seems flawless can hide serious issues. Think about when you see a basement that has just been painted and there is brand new flooring on the basement. Think about, maybe there could have been drainage problems. I'm a little concerned when I see freshly painted basement walls. I'd rather see raw walls, if there was some moisture, that it was taken care of. But I'm not comfortable when you see these brand new painted walls. I've seen, you know, new covers over the sump pump that are just very pretty and very clean. Make sure you are getting a home inspection. Again, buying a home is like the biggest purchase many people make. Skipping that inspection doesn't make you a savvy buyer. It makes you a risky one. So protect your investment, protect your wallet, protect your peace of mind, and a professional inspection isn't an expense. It's the smartest insurance policy you can buy for your dream home. Again, do your research. Professional home inspectors are also something that you need to check. check their background. Is it a newly licensed home inspector? How many inspections have they done? Please either know from experience or get a referral. Hopefully your home inspector has a background in building or architecture or construction, that they're not just checking off the boxes. So again, don't skip home inspections. And even the home that I was just telling you about, which we knew was in about as perfect condition as can be, it was still a wise choice, and I think that the buyers made a good decision in going for that home inspection. But what happens is, if you are the person whose home is being inspected, you're nervous. And as I have said, and you've heard me repeat, that when your home is going for a home inspection, I liken it to having a root canal and a colonoscopy in the same day at the same time with no anesthesia. Now, when I share that with my sellers who are already under a lot of tension, it brings a little humor to it. And I am there with them for the inspection. So buyers, don't skip the inspection. Sellers, make sure that your real estate agent is there to prepare you. We will talk more all about real estate when we come back in a few minutes. Call in number 410-922-6680.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com, read her daily blog, or call 410-530-2400.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to All About Real Estate. If you'd like to reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. I'd like to tell you about a couple of properties that I have on the market right now. I have a Stone Rancher at 6240 Woodcrest Avenue. This is probably the most charming home ever. It reeks of handcrafted details. It is in immaculate, perfect condition. Even though the property is around 80 years old, it is like turn of the century perfect. It's like it was just built. I've never seen such craftsmanship, hardware that's hand-picked, antique, the woods, the natural woods that are on the floor, the wood floors, the stenciled carpeting, quote carpeting, not really carpet, but the stencil design on the floors that look like carpeting, the architectural expertise in this home has been restored, and it highlights one person's tremendous craftsmanship. The backyard is a treat. It is landscaped with bamboo that has been trained. There are rooms of bamboo, privacy fenced. It's not a large lot, but it feels like it. It's a very, very unusual, wonderful home with upgrades like a turn tin roof, like a air conditioning that's much larger than it needs. Same thing with the furnace. It has a wood-burning fireplace. The attic is finished. The basement is finished. Again, it's just total perfection for someone who appreciates the craftsmanship and the artistry. Interested in this Stone Rancher, 6240 Woodcrest Avenue. That's in Cheswall, 21209. It would be my pleasure to show you if you're interested. I'd love to see somebody who really appreciates the workmanship on this home. Another home that I have is a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, split level that's in the 21207 zip code. Again, this one needs some TLC. It needs some painting. It needs some carpeting. But listen to what it does have. It has a new roof. It has new heat and air conditioning. It has new hot water. It has new washer dryer. And it has a whole house generator. All of these things are there. It also has a room that is screened in that could be a breakfast room, an exercise room. It is sitting on a very, very large, level, fenced lot with a shed, and it is just a beauty. You don't usually see lawns this big and this level going with a house of this size. Again, great buy if you are willing to do some paint and carpeting. Give me a call if you're interested. You can reach me at 410-530-2400. And if you're working with a real estate agent, have them call me or call me and tell me who it is, and I will tell them all about it. You can also see all of these properties on my website, homerome.com or margaretrome.com, and I'd be happy to share any of them with you. One of the other things that I need to talk to you about is there's another myth that when you do an upgrade to your home, that whatever you do to improve your home, it's going to give good value and you're going to get a good return when you go to sell it. Not true. That is a myth. Don't fix your house up, but when it comes to selling a home, homeowners assume that any improvement will automatically increase its value. It's a myth. Certain updates can make your home more appealing. Not every project translates into a higher selling price. Some are personal, just purely personal. Others are necessary maintenance that keep the home functional, but doesn't necessarily add value. I mean, if you have painted the house and you've put a new roof on it and you have upgraded your furnace because it was 25 years old, those are not necessarily things that are going to increase the value. They needed to be there no matter what. But sometimes a major kitchen and bathroom remodels could be a good investment. However, not all of those remodels are equal. A high-end, ultra-modern kitchen done in a neighborhood of very colonial-type houses or small houses may not appeal to potential buyers. And similarly, a lavish bathroom renovation with High personalized features may not resonate with the broader market. Improvements can limit your pool of buyers if the design choices are too specific. Again, necessary maintenance, which I mentioned, fixing structural issues or updating the HVAC system, very important, but not an investment that increases resale. They are simply to prevent the home from losing value and protect your investment. Skipping them can cause a lot of problems, and it could cost you more, and you could get less for your home. Personalized updates like converting a bedroom into a home gym, installing bowl-colored flooring, or adding quirky fixtures often reflect individual taste more than market appeal. I remember once I went to see a house that had a, wait for this one, a red heart-shaped tub with the owner's name inscribed in the bottom of the tub. Now, they may have enhanced their enjoyment of the home, but the likelihood of the next owner having those same initials, highly unlikely. These are the kind of improvements that do not offer a return on investment. In fact, they can sometimes make it unsaleable. But there are improvements that generally attract buyers and can increase your home's market value. For instance, kitchen updates, new countertops, refreshed cabinets, modern appliances, bathroom upgrades, replace the old worn-out fixture, improve the lighting, add neutral tiles, paint your house, keep it clean, enhancing curb appeal with landscaping, new front door, energy-efficient features such as updated windows, all can appeal to cost-conscious buyers. So ultimately, the key is understanding the difference between maintenance, personal enjoyment, and market-driven improvements. Before you start to make these upgrades, go ask your real estate agent. Go get some professional advice. You are listening to All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. Join me for Casey & Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for breaking news and stimulating talk. It's where MAGA Maryland meets to start to take back our state. Start your day with breaking news with Maggie Hunter. Traffic and weather on the threes with the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker, and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Hear the latest on your favorite local teams with Gary Stein on sports and the unique perspective of executive producer Kristen Agrick. We are Maryland's wake-up call. Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. Oh my goodness, we're at the end of the show. We only have a few more minutes. This goes really quickly for me. Want to tell you about a couple of homes that I need. I've been getting calls during the week. I need a home. It could be in any of these zip codes. They want it north. 21117, 21133, or 21784 out in the Carroll County, Finksburg, Owings Mills area. If you are thinking about selling a home, they're not looking for a big home. They're looking for a nice family home. They already have one young child, probably planning another, so it would be for a family of four. We just need it to be in good condition. They can be very flexible with the settlement, so if you're just thinking about putting your house on the market, they could give you time because they're renting. They have that convenience of time. So if you're thinking about selling your home, you've got a 3 or 4 bedroom, 2 bath home in pretty good condition for this young family, I would love to introduce this family to your home. And I'm even told that they would even consider a townhouse, but they don't want to move in and have repairs. They'd rather pay for something that's in good condition that they can afford and be their special home. If you're working with a real estate agent, you've got a home that sounds like this would work, give me a call. Have your agent give me a call, and I would be delighted to work with them. Maybe you're already on your... Maybe you're already thinking of selling your home. Maybe we can have a buyer for you before it even hits the market. Also, if you've got an unusual home that you're thinking about selling, give me a call. I do love unusual, any kind of homes that are hard to sell. I think I hear the music. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate, and you can reach me at 410-530-2400.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore.